All apprentice geisha must study dance, but as I say, only the promising and attractive ones will be encouraged to specialize and go on to become true dancers, rather than shamisen players or singers. Unfortunately, the reason Pumpkin, with her soft, round face, spent so much of her time practicing shamisen was because she hadn't been selected as a dancer. As for me, I wasn't so exquisitely beautiful that I was given no choice but to dance, like Hatsumomo. It seemed to me I would become a dancer only by demonstrating to my teachers that I was willing to work as hard as necessary. Thanks to Hatsumomo, however, my lessons got off to a very bad start. My instructor was a woman of about 50, known to us as Teacher Rump, because her skin gathered at her throat in such a way as to make a little rear end there beneath her chin. Teacher Rump hated Hatsumomo as much as anyone in Gion did. Hatsumomo knew this quite well, and so what do you think she did? She went to her, I know this because Teacher Rump told it to me some years later, and said, "Teacher, may I be permitted to ask you a favor? I have my eye on one of the students in your class, who seems to me a very talented girl. I'd be extremely grateful if you could tell me what you think of her. Her name is Chio, and I'm very, very fond of her. I'd be greatly in your debt for any special help you might give her." Hatsumomo never needed to say another word after this because Teacher Rump gave me all the special help Hatsumomo hoped she would. My dancing wasn't bad, really, but Teacher Rump began at once to use me as an example of how things should not be done. For example, I remember one morning when she demonstrated a move to us by drawing her arm across her body just so, and then stamping one foot on the mats. We were all expected to copy this move in unison, but because we were beginners, when we finished and stamped our feet, it sounded as if a platter stacked with bean bags had been spilled onto the floor, for not a single foot hit the mats at the same moment as any other. I can assure you, I'd done no worse at this than anyone else, but Teacher Rump came and stood before me with that little rear end under her chin quivering, and tapped her folding fan against her thigh a few times before drawing it back and striking me on the side of the head with it. "We don't stamp at just any old moment," she said, "and we don't twitch our chins." In dances of the Inoue school, the face must be kept perfectly expressionless in imitation of the masks worn in no theater. But for her to complain about my chin twitching at the very moment when her own was trembling in anger, well, I was on the edge of tears because she'd struck me, but the other students burst out laughing. Teacher Rump blamed me for the outburst and sent me out of the classroom in punishment.